18 organisations around the country received collective funding of almost $1 million through the Pasifika Suicide Prevention Community Fund, LEVA announced recently. One of those organisations is Zeal. Zeal is an organisation that works with youth and their mission to make transformative spaces and experiences accessible to all young people in Aotearoa. We're joined now by Jesse Boyce, a Chief Executive Officer of youth organisation Zeal, who was appointed in 2018. Jesse has held roles at Bible Society New Zealand, Ministry of Youth Development, Upper Hutt City Council and Wellington Boys and Girls Institute, and you also founded Zion Dance Studios in Christchurch, which has impacted thousands of young people and community members. A very warm welcome to Jesse Boyce on Pacific Days. Thank you so much for your time this afternoon, Jesse.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Brian. And I'm sorry I couldn't make this happen in earlier. This is really a pleasure to be on the show.
Worth the wait, my friend, worth the wait indeed. Now, Jesse, firstly, can you give us a history and an overview of this amazing organisation, Zeal?
Yeah, sure. So Zeal opened its doors for its first gig in August 1998, and it started in the heart of the Wellington CBD. So it was founded in response to some major safety and wellbeing concerns for young people that they had in the city at that time. Just months prior, a young person by the name of Zathan, under the influence, was beaten to within an inch of his life on the fringe of the CBD and died in hospital hours later. And it came out as a motivator for the attack that the offenders assumed Zathan was gay, and this being a reason for beating Zathan severely. And that was a breaking point for both Wellington City, the council, and a group of young change makers who partnered together to found the first Zeal. 24 years later, Zeal continues to sort of design and provide spaces and experiences, as you mentioned, for and with young people that are safe, inclusive and empowering. And we help sort of young people connect or reconnect their innate self-worth, their identity, a sense of belonging and a sense of confidence. And through a suite of, what we deliver across Aotearoa, and we have five physical spaces, West Auckland, Hamilton, New Plymouth, Kapiti and Wellington. And we also nurture an online digital presence that empowers young people, but also supports them through experiencing distress. So, yeah, that's a bit of an overview of us.
The name Zeal, where did it come from?
Yeah, it's interesting. So Zeal was really an expression of how we see young people, and sometimes before they, how they even see themselves. We come across a lot of young people who have that zeal within them that hasn't quite been discovered yet. And that's a part of our mission, is helping unearth and see that zeal expressed into the world.
Now, in terms of the funding received through the Prevention Community or Pasifika Suicide Prevention Community Fund, how will that be put to use within the wonderful framework of Zeal and the services you provide, Jesse?
Yeah, well, firstly, we are so grateful, to be partnering with LEVA, and through that fund, young people in the Pacific community are extremely important to us, and from a personal standpoint, important to me with my Tongan and Cook Island background. And so the ability to be able to utilise that funding to navigate some of that suicidal ideation, self-worth space with our young people is extremely important. So over the first school term of this year, a wonderful team in Wellington journeyed with 12 amazing Pasifika young people from Porirua. And they were engaged in a mentoring program, helping these young people express their stories through photography and creativity. So the term was finished with a beautiful exhibition where families of the young participants attended and showed their gratitude for the connections made, not only for connections made to the creative pursuit of photography, but also the internal connections young people were able to make to their identity. So that's the sort of program that we're running term on term, and that's something we'll be doing all over again this coming school term in Wellington and for the rest of the year.
Jesse, with your experience at Zeal and also with your former roles, especially Wellington Boys and Girls Institute and, of course, Zion Dance Studios in Christchurch, what are the biggest challenges facing our youth in 2021?
Yeah, so young people are amazing, Brian. And, you know, so many of them have shown such strong resilience and strength over the last year, and particularly not just what's happening with them personally, but what's also going on for them and their families. And so that's been really, really heartening. And though many of those have shown that strength and resilience, there are a number too who have also not coped as well, experiencing an increased level of disconnection from their self-worth, from their sense of belonging and purpose. And that, you know, that leads to those feelings of isolation and depression, and for way too many, the suicidal ideation and that thought of suicide. At the core, you know, you asked about what the main needs of our youth are. At the core, young people like all of us need to feel seen, they need to feel valued, they need to feel empowered, and they need to feel loved. And it's from this position that young people build their mana, and they build their confidence to lead lives of meaning and purpose and lives that they value. And so in regards to those needs, that's the whole reason that Zeal exists, and that we sort of engage with partners that can help us do that journey with young people who need us.
Out of interest, Jesse, in terms of the work through Zion Dance Studios, you still have the connection there, and how's that going? Because I know we have a shared passion, especially in this area of hip-hop dance being an avenue of such great expression for, you know, thousands of Māori and Pasifika, you know, over the years. I didn't realise, you know, until my own daughter got involved that, wow, you know, kids really love this art form, don't they?
It's fascinating, Brian. It's fascinating also from a cultural perspective. I think particularly for Indigenous young people and people from the Pacific community, creativity is innate, I think, to our people. And in regards to a connection point and a launching pad for relationship that's healthy, creativity is fantastic, and dance is a real avenue to do that. And a part of the whole reason why I started the Zion Dance Group was to increase a sense of belonging of the youth group I was involved in at the time, which sort of ended up expressing itself into the last sort of 15, 16 years, I think it's been going. So I agree that as an avenue of reaching and empowering young people, creativity has a really, really big part to play.
Now, for our listeners and online viewers, of course, where can we find out more about the great work that Zeal is doing, please, Jesse?
Yeah, great. So, I mean, if you're interested in sort of hearing more about what we do and becoming part of the mission, then feel free to visit our website, zeal.nz, or check out our socials on Facebook, Instagram, or now TikTok for young people who are interested. Or come in and visit us at one of our centres. So if you're in Auckland, we're out west. We're in Hamilton, Kapiti, Wellington and New Plymouth. And so come in and see us. And, you know, we'd love to connect with you and hear more about your story.
Jesse Boyce, CEO of Zeal, thank you so much for your time this afternoon, Jesse. Really appreciate it. And to you and the team, all the best with the ongoing amazing service to our young people. Thank you. God bless and have a great day.
Oh, thank you so much, Brian. It was a real pleasure to be on the show. Thank you.
Thank you.